A stationary front is draped across our area, and it's going to stick around for the rest of the week. Last night, low pressure tracked along the front, bringing a round of rain and some rumbles of thunder. There's going to be a number of these disturbances from time to time over the next couple of days, so plan on more wet weather. By Friday, a more substantial storm will bring rain. This rain, combined with snowmelt, could result in some flooding along our rivers. The general trend in temperature is downward. As the front slowly sinks to the south, cooler air will drain in from Canada. Tonight, another disturbance will track along the stationary front. This will bring another round of showers to the area. The timing of the rain looks to be pretty good, with most of the wet weather gone by tomorrow morning. Low temperatures will be in the 40s. Most of the day tomorrow will be dry, though rain chances will increase again later in the day, as yet another disturbance will push in from the west. Temperatures will range from the 50s north to the 70s south. The capital region will be right around 60 degrees for an afternoon high. The air will turn much colder tomorrow night into the day on Thursday. Highs on Thursday will be in the 30s and 40s across the north, near 50 in the capital region, and in the 50s south. Showers are likely once again. It could even be cool enough for some wintry weather across the North Country. Right now, a large storm is developing in the nation's midsection. Snow and bitter cold extending from Colorado to Minnesota. On the warm side of the storm, severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are expected from Iowa to Texas. By Friday, this storm will lift into the Northeast. A cold rain is likely. Again, a wintry mix is possible across the North Country, where temperatures may be close to the freezing mark. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, mainly early and late in the day, high in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, mainly early and late in the day, high in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, mainly early and late in the day, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, mainly early and late in the day, high in the 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a wintry mix north, highs ranging from the 30s and 40s across the north to the 50s south. By Friday, cloudy, rain likely, possibly a wintry mix across the north, highs ranging from the 30s and 40s across the north to the 50s south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.